Hi, and welcome to our sexuality.
A podcast where we talk about our sexualities, the LGBTI+ issues, and dating, so much more. Before we start the episode, we want to hear from y'all. Yes, hookup stories, dating stories, anything, discuss it with us. Email us at tyandjermaine@gmail.com. We have also a Patreon. Search Patreon, the Art of Sexuality. We'll be there. You can sign up for $5 for the TikTok crew, the Sunfic for $10, and the VIP Plus for $20. That means you can hear from one of us or both. And tonight we're discussing sex dreams. I'm Jermaine Lander.
I'm Tyron Simon.
So, like, what's a wild sex dream that you want to, like, make happen?
So, for me, when it comes to sex dreams, because I am very open sexually. I try to keep myself open. So, for me, a sex dream I would like to have, like, maybe getting more into the BDSM thing, because I have done BDSM.
You have? Like what?
Light BDSM. Like, handcuffs, whips.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I do want to try the little nipple clamps and nipple suckers.
Nipple clamps?
Mm-hmm. They're technically nipple clamps, but they suck your nipples, so.
Nipple suckers?
Yeah, nipple suckers.
Nipple suckers?
Not nipple suckers.
Nipple suckers?
Yes. Nipple suckers. And,
Okay, kinky.
And also, I would like to do, you know, have you ever watched 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
Okay.
It was boring.
It was. But, anyway.
There was the one called The Secretary. That was kinky.
They have this, like, foot bar. And what it is, it's a bar you clamp on both of your ankles.
Mm-hmm.
And what the person can do is they can flip you any type of way, any type of position.
Oh, really?
With a little bar.
Okay.
So.
This is interesting.
Hey. Yeah. I also saw, like, this, like, hog tie thing that you can, like, hog tie the person and fuck them with. And.
No, that sounds.
You should see his face right about now, y'all. He is mind blown. And also.
I don't want that. That sounds.
No. And also, a couple weeks ago, I forgot what the thing called. I took a picture of it. My phone, but anyway,
I think it's very interesting. You were so like, I don't know, what would we discuss for sex dreams? And you like, oh, I got ideas.
No,
picture it.
No,
me in my leather daddy costumes.
I never said leather daddy costumes.
I didn't say that, but that's what you said. He said BDSM. I was like, leather daddy.
But
I'm not a pal.
Now, this is not a sex dream per se, but this is something I found very comical.
Well, sex dreams and sex fantasies are different because, like.
No, this is just pure comedy. So.
This is pure comedy now?
This is pure comedy.
All the stuff you just mentioned was comedy?
No. Well, I'm about to mention, if I. So.
Ooh, like pressing the button if that was easy by you fucking somebody because they don't, they lose.
If you allow me to say it.
You don't want to hear that was easy.
So, oh no.
That was easy.
But,
and then become a little trap beat.
Anyway, it's like this thing you ride, and it's like in the middle of it, it's like a dildo. And it has different speeds. It has a normal speed, and then it has the fucking jackknife speed that, like, moves, like, because it was on, like, on this display thing, and when you turn it to the highest, it's like, and I was like, who the fuck is getting on that?
Someone that wanted to be plastered.
So.
That's not funny. That's just sound. That sounds sexy.
I mean,
it sounds deadly. But it sounds sexy.
Exactly. I was like, who is getting on that? So me and my boyfriend actually had a good laugh about it. And then we explored the rest of,
sounds like you've been on Adam and Eve.
Oh. It's a sex shop in the town he lives in. And we didn't buy anything because half the stuff in that sex shop I can get online for cheaper. But,
So don't shop local?
Not when you get a better price, boo. Why pay $70 something when you can get it for $50?
But if you're black on what you bought from, what you have bought it?
No. If I can get a better price.
This is what's wrong with America.
No, because I pretty much use Juvia's Place for my makeup, and Juvia's Place is black owned and operated.
So for makeup, you can do it for not sex toys.
They weren't black. What you mad about?
I have someone that you probably look up to. I did comedy, so they have a vendor on Wednesday nights at one of the comedy shows competition I did. Mm-hmm. And it's a vendor that does like sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's black.
Okay,
you can buy from her.
Yeah, the prices are good, but anyway, so we had fun in the sex shop. They had a bunch of overpriced items, and then they had movies.
Ooh, movies. About the movies?
We didn't buy anything because those movies were literally from like the 70s.
Yeah, okay.
And the actors died 20 years ago. Yeah, it was very comical.
This is not getting sex dreams, so we're gonna go to me now.
No, don't cut me off. That's rude.
It was not rude. It was just like, all right, he's talking about people that died. This is not sexy. But someone is getting their little rocks off us talking about sex dreams.
But anyway, that is a part of my fantasies. Also, they had this metal like whipper thing. Yeah. It was metal, but it was just cool shaped. It was like in the shape of a heart, and like it could leave a bruise if you're into that. But yeah,
no, kinky for those that like it, but no.
And then
it's weird. I'm down for anything to please a man. I've done a lot. I almost got choked one time.
Almost got choked.
Yeah, it didn't work out because I was like, I don't like this. Why are you putting your hands on my body? Your dick is even in me. This is not sounding fun for both of us. It sounds like you're just mad at me and it's a Tuesday. I don't like this, Dan. Dan, I don't want it. But sex dreams? I am very vanilla when it comes to sex dreams ideas because like most of my 20s, I kind of live wild. I have what I call being like single and like having like a little like for summer. I call it days of being wild. So like I've explored having multiple partners happen in one day. That was fun for me. But having a threesome as a single, it was fun as an idea. But like it doesn't really pan out in the world of like 2021 of today's world.
Oh, it's no, I wouldn't like, do it today, no.
Because, like, not so much today as the world of our issues. It's like, if I did a threesome as a single, I would want both of them to be single. And the thing is, both of them are random. And it's not like, oh, hey, I've been, like, kind of kicking it with you. Or, hey, we've all met up. You seem okay. I seem okay. He seems okay. That sounds like a series of times. And to me, if I ever done a little threesome, I don't want to see any party ever again.
Well, I will say the threesomes that I've had, they both times has been with couples, so.
I mean, that's nice to be the special star, and that's always cute. But, like, unless I was on vacation as a single, that's the only time I would ever entertain it. But, like, nah. My sex dreams are very mostly romantically enhanced. Like, it's always like, we went on a place where we have a blanket. And it's the middle of the day. You know, I don't say that word. It starts with a P and ends with a C. And we went on that. And then we had sex outside. And it got kinky because they tried to feed me grapes. It gets a little feedery. But we had sex that way. We used jam. And we...
Not jam. Okay, you
blueberry jam.
It's what you want, but hey.
But like I said, like my dreams are mostly like I think because I came from the world of like Cinemax, So, like, most of my sex, I think sex dream, like, the same, like, all of that. Like, we were working. He was working so hard. So, I got on his desk, and I went to town. And as I went to town, he just got so flustered. And then he closed his laptop responsibly and closed it so we don't have to pay for it and replace it. And then we just got me on the desk, and we went wild. That's kind of like my natural born sex dreams. I'm very Harlow Quinn moments. Like, we went somewhere and we had sex there. Like, us going apple picking, we had sex there.
Apple picking?
Us going on a hayride, we had sex there.
You, wait. That is inherently flawed. Because how you gonna fuck and you on a hayride with somebody else driving the thing?
He ain't gotta be there, but we stopped. We stopped at a location. Hey, sir, here's $100. Go somewhere for 2 hours.
Now.
And then the apple picking is like, oh my God. We got the lady, I don't know, apples. We got the Fuji apples we're picking from. We got the little good old big reds. We bought, oh my God, our baskets. Oh no. One bent over. And now I'm wearing short shorts. Oh my God, you smacked my booty. Oh, my booty is smacked in there. That turned me on. Come on, let me suck your penis and let's get it going. Cheesy to some.
Okay, so I will say one of my fantasies for a while was attempting to have sex in the shower or the pool or anything in water.
I had sex in the shower.
No, recently I have done it. It is possible because I've heard that it's not possible.
Shower's possible.
Like any type of water.
No, but shower's possible. The pool is hard because the friction of both parties. Like, mostly.
You need silicone lube. That's what you need.
No, that's so much silicone.
No.
I don't lube like that, technically. He's
no,
wet.
No, what I'm saying is, in order for to work underwater, you need silicone lube.
I mean, I guess, but truly, I don't.
So I'm speaking from experience, not what I heard, what I know.
I mean, so, I don't use lube, so I don't know. I've never had to use lube to have sex. The only time I use lube is for people that are either too tight or they don't know what they're doing. Lube is for those inexperienced people, in my book.
Okay, once again, but in my sex dream, there's no such thing as a self-lubing asshole. Like, it, for some reason, people think it's a thing, and this is one of these people, but okay.
I mean, I'm actually wet, so don't get mad at me, because I'm
getting wet. No. Anyway, there's no such thing as self-lubing asshole. Research it.
It's not about self-lubing. Yeah. When you prep your rectum the proper way.
And what's the proper way?
And it's a certain way if you douche properly.
Yeah, your ass is wet from douching.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. It's going to be wet for pretty much 2 whole hours.
Okay.
And you prep it, and you make it smell great, and it tastes great, and they're gonna fuck it, and it's wet.
Okay, but however, and it's juicy. Even if you douche, you're supposed to use lube. Anyway,
for some that do it, I guess yes, but for some that don't, no, I won't.
No, that's what doctors will tell you. But anyway,
that's cool for doctors, but they're not having sex with me unless I'm fucking a doctor and he pulls out his damn great size lube. And I'm saying, damn, doctor.
Okay, hold on. Sorry. She just farted and it just. You little nasty bitch.
Way,
yeah.
It wasn't
anyway, I'm fucking done.
So.
Let's go to break. Let's go to break on that one.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
And we're back.
Yes. I'm glad we left off of sex dreams. Oh! It's funny because I now looked at it.
That's not one of my sex dreams, farting. Absolutely not. But okay.
Farting?
Yes. That is not one of my sex dreams.
So someone farting to your dick?
No, like, you know those pornos where people literally just sit on people's faces and rip ass? Just fart, just vroom.
I don't know.
Yeah. I fell down a rabbit hole one time and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh. So, it goes sex dreams. What's your position?
We're live.
I know.
Okay.
I'm saying, I know. This is what I'm saying. I have an outline. For those that don't know, there's a little bit of the LGBT plus and all the issues. We mostly have had, when we first started, I've always outlined most of this, and some of our stuff has been free based. Like, you know, when you freebase a man. You know, when you like, oh my
you
god,
turkey base a man.
Out. Huh?
You turkey base a man.
You turkey base women.
You turkey base a man, too.
That's fantasy there. You add a little grapes up this little mom's booty. And you say, I'm clenched, baby.
You know what? Butt plugs really turn me on. Butt plugs and anal beads. I don't like them in me, but I just think they're hot. Like,
you put anal beads in your partner?
I've done that before, yes.
And it turns you on?
Yeah.
I don't know. It always felt like it would be just weird to be like, guess what? One bead, two beads.
Because it's like, four beads, because
can you fit all 25, 50 beads?
Well, the ones I like are like where it gets smaller and bigger at the end. So.
Can't care.
So.
I don't know. As a verse, I kind of imagine myself doing both at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
I'm so glad our mothers don't listen to this.
Mom does. I don't really care. If she okay. does or doesn't. Well, okay. I mean, it's not about like me being verse. It's not a thing. I don't think she pictures her son having sex.
I hope not. But.
I mean,
I'm just saying. I'm glad my mom doesn't listen. I mean, we talk about sex, but. You don't need to know what kind of anal beads I like. But anyway.
She may get it for herself.
We're not going there. Anyway. What were you saying?
She's a sexual person.
Anyway, what were you saying?
I was like, I actually just passed that. And I'm having like the mirror top.
Mm-hmm.
And us switching places and us watching each other have sex. And seeing our sex faces for the first time. Because I'm going to tell people this, but people don't know. Sex faces look really odd. You ever see someone look like grunting, and they was just going to town. And you're like, ooh, not that face.
Oh, no.
But when you're intimate with someone, you're like, I don't care.
I know this is totally different, but I was watching, this was a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
John Cena was wrestling a match, and his face at the end, I was like, is that his old face or what? It was just so funny because his face was like, eh. And I was like, bro, if that's his old face, like, what the fuck? But anyway.
Yes. John Cena is a sexy man that some guys and women and thems and they
what?
Do want to fuck. And I won't lie. He has a big old thigh. I mean, come on. Why not?
Listen, I mean, I've never found, like, buff guys that attractive to me.
Attracted to everything.
But,
I've always thought about having sex in the gym.
Oh, when I would love to do that. Sex, I would love to do that.
In the shower of sex at the gym?
I tried to make that come true one time, but it fell through.
Working out, them on the bench, and then they pull their penis out. And I'm like, all right, do the reps.
No,
put it in me.
No, I just like the thought of just having a good old workout,
mm-hmm.
sweating, burning on the calories.
I don't then, find myself sweaty the whole time because low key sweat, a lot of salt.
No, just going in the shower, especially I'm not gonna say which one, but there's one in that way that take off the pot. Their showers.
I mean, there are showers where they have more assistance. So, like, there's showers for handicap where it's bigger, where, like, it doesn't have to be for them.
No, but this specific gym, that's why I'm not saying it. Their showers are more towards the back. So,
And there's a changing room in there, too.
Yeah, no, but this specific gym, their showers are more towards the back.
There's a changing room. That's where you do it at.
No. Their shower's more towards the back,
mm-hmm.
and it's easier to get away with stuff over there.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. There are a lot of places I've always knew I would have sex. Like, I used to think I'd have sex in the public bathroom. As I got older, But the handicap bathroom's always a good option to give head.
I
really am low-key very filthy as a person, as an adult. Woo! I've done some things. It's weird. I used to want to have sex on steps, but like I had sex on steps, but it was outside and it was night. I don't know.
Now,
I would want someone to put like a blanket down and like.
Now, when I was in high school, I always had the fantasy of fucking
in the stairway.
The fucking in the gym, but that never happened for me, unfortunately.
I mean, I've never thought of, I don't know, as a high schooler, I saw so much of that type of porn of like, oh my God, naughty. And I was like, I don't know if I want
to
see
that. You do know my school, they literally used to clown us because we had a bunch of Dales my sophomore year. We had...
Most people had Dales because that's where the contract was.
No, deaths.
Deaths?
Deaths, people dying. We had two teachers and three students die one year. And
of sex?
Huh?
No.
No, different reasons.
Oh, okay.
And y'all can all Google this. Reagan High School.
Okay.
Pofftown, North Carolina.
Okay.
But anyway, and that was the same year we had an outbreak of chlamydia. So the joke was that we literally sucked dick, got chlamydia, and died. So, yeah.
Also, kinky.
Yeah.
I don't know about that person. I've never wanted to have sex in school. Like, maybe the principal. Maybe in the principal, maybe my teacher. I can see that happening.
Oh,
but I've always known, like, there was always, it's funny because, like, as I'm like, to the, all the LGBT plus, like, they're always, like, a safe person that you can always go to for your sexual ideas or your sexual, like, desires and stuff. So, like, it's funny, my friend teacher knew I think she just understood I was gay and she didn't give a damn. She's like, I don't know, people come down to me, but everything. So a woman came to me and said she was trans and all this. And I was like, wow.
Well, you know what? There was this one coach. I think he was straight. But anyway, he would wear shorts no matter what type of weather it was outside. And he had the biggest butt. And I just wish sometimes he would have just invited me to his room, and we just have good time. Okay. But anyway.
When you turn 18, this is sexy. Other than that, no.
I mean, he never did. I believe he was straight, but I always fantasize about that.
Still, you can't be, prolex anything else other than of age sex. One of us said that to the other.
I mean, listen.
One guy recently at my store.
Listen, this is my fantasy. I'm allowed to have the fantasy.
Hey, your favorite belongs as of age. So this one dude was like sagging so hard. But, like, you know when, like, anyone sags and, like, it's, like, in the cups of their butts and it fits it perfectly, like, they did it on purpose. Mm-hmm. And I think it was with someone, but I was like, I think, low-key, some people's fantasies is to, like, get ached out because they sag and they're like, come here.
You know what?
It's like they're ready to go.
No, it's so funny you said that because... Today at work, we had this plumber fixing our sink. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, this dude's... I'm not talking about, like, plumber crack. I'm talking about cheeks and everything was out.
Mm-hmm.
He had...
No underwear? Or underwear?
I guess he just didn't feel it. But I told him that he needed to pull his pants up. My other coworker told him to pull his pants up. The boss told him he needed to pull his pants up. I was like, dude... Are you trying to signal something to somebody?
Was it juicy booty or was it?
No, it was flat.
Oh, that is a weird thing that has a flex. Like, I have a juicy. Having a big butt. And when people say they have a big butt and they have nothing there, you be like, do I got an enormous butt then?
No, you don't got an enormous butt.
No, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, don't call your butt big if it's just a damn little A cup back there. If your little cheeks ain't big and they look like, if it's a little handful, that's not an ass. You need someone to be like, I gotta get a plan.
Listen, if you've seen Jermaine in person, you know that's an ass, okay? But yeah.
Thank you. It's not a good compliment sometimes to hear this. But in the day.
No, what I'm saying, for me, it's a good thing. Now, that's what I call a big booty. Some of y'all on Instagram with. A handful of ass talking about something.
One of the people from the new season of the show that we watched. Said he had a big butt and it was like a skinny white guy. I was like, this is weird. Stop it. Stop it now.
Yeah.
I used to have a fantasy of, like, it's funny because, like, I've watched mostly pornos for mostly Caucasian, mm-hmm. and I've always thought about, like, I think I had, like, dreams of dating a mm-hmm. white man. Mm-hmm. Never occurred in real life.
You know what? There's this porn star, Colin Simpson. He's usually not my type because he's muscular, but Jesus, he has a big ass.
I've always loved men. I like all men. I like a man. Because, I mean, truly, in a, like...
And then he bombs a lot, too. So, it's sexy.
So, he's a muscle-bound bottom?
Yes.
So, he's a power bottom with the muscles?
I mean, when he first started doing porn, like, he tops a lot. But lately, like, he bottoms a lot.
It's funny because now I just watch Twitter when it comes to, like, weird different pornos. And now there's, like, a couple, I think Raheem and mm-hmm. his light-skinned dude that I don't know how old he is, but he has all his curly hair, mm-hmm. and he's fully yours. Oh. Yeah, but when I say, he could take a penis. But the way he does it, he'd be like, he does the word, you know, the D word.
The D word was?
The D-A word. Add two more D's and a Y.
You know I can't spell.
Oh, damn. Daddy.
Oh.
He says daddy a lot. And I was like, oh, that God, is so no. sexy.
I hate it. Do not. If you want me to call, if you want me to go flaccid, call me daddy. Nope. Not into it. But that's just me.
I don't know. I'm down to call you anything. I'll call mine like daddy.
Now,
I also like.
One guy one time was like, yes, I submit to you, daddy. Now that was hot. But just call me daddy just for the fun of it.
No. I submit to you.
That was hot.
I don't know if my dreams will allow me to ever be that willing to ever be like, I submit to you.
Well, when you get married, hey.
We both submit to each other.
I mean, but sometimes it's sexy to hear, oh, I submit to you. Yes, in that moment.
No, technically, if I'm throwing it back, it's yours. I've always told people while I'm with them, because I like to lie a lot. It's yours.
Why? Well, why are you lying?
We're having sex. Want me to tell you the truth?
Yes.
It's mine.
Yes.
Why you're inside of me? It's yours.
Mm-hmm. New. Like, because one time I was fucking this one dude, and he was like, oh, well, if I get pregnant, you keeping the baby. I was like, with what? What you getting pregnant with? The fuck?
Your cum?
What baby?
He'll be pregnant by you?
The baby you're gonna shit out the toilet? No. What you mean? Anyway, that was not the tea for me. But anyway.
I mean, I don't know. I personally do the fantasies of like, yo, I think I'm pregnant. It's yours. I'm not saying how, but we did a lot of stuff that night. It's yours. I'm down for that. I can't wait. I'm not gonna lie. You're very lucky I'm a man. Sometimes, some of these dudes need to tell y'all better lucky we were born men.
Yeah.
Because when I say that the people I would attract, ooh, I would attract that one guy that was gonna go football. Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's a good thing that I do mostly date guys nowadays.
How? Because you're gonna get trapped.
Yeah, and then especially with my person, yeah. If let's just say if they were a female,
wouldn't it be last resorts? Cause
no, because with my person, I don't use condoms. But
but they're older, so wouldn't it be like last resort babies?
No, because. Some women can still get pregnant up until mid-50s.
I mean, yeah. That's nice for y'all. I have a baby while he's 74.
Yeah, but...
No. Oh, God.
But,
You'll be 80 if your child grows up. Mm-hmm. Sexy.
But, yeah.
One of the dreams is sometimes it's like the whole, like, there's a storm. And it's both of us. Yeah. Car starts up. Outside, and he comes home, and I meet him at the door.
You say that because the car just started up outside?
Yes, I made sense out of it. the car starts up. Well, the car just stops and he gets inside. And it's like raining hard in court. And I'm like, take your clothes off, babe. And then I'm like, I got your robe right here. And I said, I'll declose you. And then for some reason, I have my towels right there.
I do like the stripper fantasy for me. Like,
I'm not a stripper with this. I'm just going to like.
No, what I'm saying is, it's like, you know, you come home. Okay. Ooh, and yeah. You walk in the room and they're like, I got something special for you. Ooh, and you open the door and they got the pole. What the top? Anyway.
Who are you going with this? I went tacos.
I went stripper pole in the bedroom.
Oh, I went food.
And they're doing sexy moves and stuff like that. Maybe a jock strap, maybe a thong. Who knows?
I did see a burlesque show. I saw a burlesque move with one guy. I was like, oh. Now I understand why some people bend over you like a woman.
You know what? I recently purchased a man thong. And
a menthong?
Uh-huh.
A menthong?
Yeah, because I wanted...
A menthong?
Yourself? Yes. Because I wanted to see what the fuss was about.
So have your butt be all out there? Don't you have a jockstrap?
I have many jockstraps. But I've never...
You want a little...
Worn a thong.
Oh.
So I was like, well, if I don't like it, I only bought one. I can take it or leave it. But I definitely am going to buy more jock straps.
When you get into the gigs of the gigs, don't you have to wear panties?
Yeah, but I can wear regular sexy panties and not thongs. So, yeah.
Thank you.
I can wear those little lace panties.
Come on with the laces.
Yeah.
I did wear bra shorts for one guy once, though. That was fun. He really liked them. Oh, I had a lot of hotel sex too, so that's a fun thing for me.
Oh yeah, a bunch of hotel sex.
But for me, when I say the nighttime was the right time. I always wanted to do like a long night drive and then have sex on the beach.
I used to want to have sex on the beach, but the sand part of it, I don't want that getting somebody's ass or pussy.
Why do you think
or
that will happen?
Because it's the beach.
Because it's the beach, I mean it's gonna get up in there. Well, if we're both having those parts enclosed and with your mouth and for your mouth into your penis. And then the only time
I see that working out is if you bring two towels and maybe a blow up mattress.
A blow up mattress?
Yeah. And
that kills the vibe.
No, because you know, like those little small,
maybe a damn folding chair.
Those little small blow up mattresses you
a
use
blow up mattress.
Yeah,
at those, the beach.
Those ones, those little 2-inch ones you use camp with. Maybe that could work then, but just
see the all night drive to have fuck in the morning at 5 a.m. and you added a blow up mattress. Before the sun sets, the sun rises.
Honey, ain't nobody trying to go to the hospital because they have sand
in
their lower intestine. The fuck? No.
But it wouldn't be. But they can douche it out. It's just salt.
Anyway, I prefer for that not to happen. So.
I believe in all of these things. I love the things that the things of sexual desire. Oh no. The wildest thing is I've always believed in come home, I got your back. Fuck me. Me cooking for you can go left fast.
Listen,
don't look too good at it. Or say you just got home from the gym and you want to shower. I'll maybe meet you in the shower.
Now, I do like the fantasy of maybe your partner is very horny. Or whatever, and y'all just anything y'all do, just sitting here watching TV, fucking, cooking, fucking, cleaning, fucking, taking a shower, just come to shower and fuck. I do like that sentiment. Yeah, that's a whole lot of fucking, but still.
I know, but yeah, it's just the way you said it. It takes the fantasy out. It just, guess what they're doing? They cleaning, fuck. You know what? We sitting here and we fucking. You know what? I was gonna cook you some dinner. Now we're fucking.
And we're doing the laundry. Now we're fucking.
No, but yeah. Whites here, or separates, the whites, the lights, the white, the colors.
Well, aim for the whites, because you about to come all over them, so aim for the whites, so you don't see the stains. And just put them in the
washer. Yeah, and use the Bleach. Mm-hmm. Come on, Bleach. I think it's fun, though. I do believe in letting people have the separate fantasies. Like, imagine doing, like, dress up.
Ooh. Like, what kind of dress up were you talking about?
Personally, for me and my person to dress up, I would want us to be secret agents. And then one of us buy the other one a ball, like a drink at that bar. And be like, hello.
Oh, okay.
Moto, I have a package for you. I have to give you my package. And then we go to the hotel room. And you can do next to that. Or like, I don't know.
I like the robbery aspect. Like,
that's not robbery. We get sex dreams.
No.
The robbery thing? No. One person said they want to do a robbery thing and it sounded real deadly. And I was like, yeah.
Look, just listen to what I'm saying. Like, one person's home alone. Like, just be innocent and demure. Oh. And someone just sneaks in.
Yeah.
And just takes them in their sleep. Kind of, yeah. Like, no. Don't. Just take what you want. Just leave me alone. And, yeah. Just kind of fuck, yeah. No,
It is weird. I'm so not the person for these things. Cause like it just sounds like rape every time I'm like, oh, what rape?
That's not rape. If two people
are, it just sounds, yeah. It's a thing called like foresex where they're fully consent and everything like that, but the whole time you're like, I don't know. I'm very G-rated sometimes. Like, is there a general consent?
Now, I do, so, I was listening to the Gayish podcast, and, on their fucking day, the producer, he has a couple of regular partners, and they all have a key to his place, and his fantasy is just taking a random load. So, like, one night, one guy came over, didn't even see who it was, fucked him, dropped a load, and left, and he's like, I don't know who it was, but it was fun and sexy. So, yeah.
Sexy. Yeah.
So it was one of the three guys. So.
You know what? I like that for him. No. It's already random how much sex I used to have with the strangers I've had sex with, and like. We almost got called. When did this one guy almost got called by a cop? Because we were at a park at the hours, and I just parked somewhere just to talk. And then it was going to go a little like sexual in the window, if you catch the drift while I'm going. And we got stopped because the cop was there, and then he was just like, all right, yeah, I got to go home. I was like, yeah, we were just talking about one. But I don't know, I gave him in the car, and having sex in the car is fun. I'm a big bitch. I don't know how I did all this.
You lifted my car.
Oh, sorry.
But I tell a story about the New Year's gunshots on here.
Gunshot?
Yeah. So,
it was New Year's.
It was New Year's.
No, God.
It
was the hood.
No. I do have a story about the hood, though. But anyway, so me and this guy decided to hook up on New Year's Eve. Well, he couldn't host. I couldn't host.
Come on, Tom.
But there was this abandoned Dollar General. It's now a Latinx store. But at the time, it was abandoned. And we was like, you know what? We can just fuck behind here. So, we started fucking. And we didn't pay attention to the time. And right when New Year's happened, a bunch of gunshots started popping off. And then fireworks and all that. And that's how we knew that it was the new year, so yeah, we pretty much started. I pretty much started the new year in him. So, and it was kind of hot in retrospect.
It being hot.
And then, talk about the hood sex. So, this is the first time I ever fucked on the 4th of July. It was this guy about 2 years ago. He invited me over. I didn't really pay attention to the address. I just plugged in my phone and I went there. I was like, this the hood. And then it was the 4th of July. But you know, the other head was talking. So I just went in and we fucked. And as we were fucking, we heard fireworks and gunshots outside.
Yeah.
And yeah, we finished. I went home and that's the story about me fucking on the 4th of July for the first time. Yeah.
This got fast as details. I need you to work on the details.
It's nothing right home
it's
about.
It's an app called Grindr. Or Jacked. Most likely Jacked.
Okay, so the first guy I told about, it was Scruff I met him on.
Oh, come on, Scruff.
And then the other guy, the 4th of July guy, that was definitely Grindr. And usually I don't talk to faceless profiles, but he sent me a pic right away.
Oh, yeah.
And then he had nice looking booty, so yeah.
Come on, nice looking booty.
So
yeah. I don't know. Fantasies that I've always wanted to do. Like, I'm always around in the woods. I always thought about like running around the woods. And then like, you know, you play tag.
It's overrated fucking in the woods. Which is why I'll probably never do it again. Because the one time I did, the guy, he didn't want to suck my dick back. And then we kept kind of sort of slipping in the mud. So we couldn't even get a good rhythm without slipping. So we just finally said, fuck it. So, yeah. And then I had to knock all the dirt off my fucking shoes when I got done. So, yeah, not for me.
Still for me. So, my fantasy. Running around the woods.
I mean, you do you, boo.
I mean, it's fun for me. I like the idea of me doing what we're doing in the woods. I like the fact that we're going to, you know, have a blanket. Or like a, you know, the little thing with the pee in the sea that I don't want to talk about. And we just set up shop there. You know, walk around for a second, see no one else is there. And, you know, one of us gets ready to put their hands on the tree. And then they get their leg lift up, get ate out. And then sit on top of it while we're on that little thing with the PNC. And then scream out their name. Do it with the first name. Then do the last name. And then they'll be like, I'm yours. Every stroke. Oh, sweet. Sex fantasies are very fun. And I want to explore. I'll do a everyone to do it. I was trying to get to
you don't know notes. What you like until you like it. Do you know what you like? Honestly,
sex dreams are like exploring things. Don't forget, like, a lot of things have meaning about them. So like, there are sexual dreams that we both have said to y'all that most of the time we've done most of these things. We're older. One of us is 85. The other one's 24. So
I'm not 24.
You're 26.
Boo, I'm almost 27. I'll be 27 next month. But yeah.
Other one's 85. So we are older. So most of our sex fantasies happen truly at 13. But like when you start actualizing them, maybe at 16 to like whatever age we are now, they've always been fun. But also, like, don't forget, like, some of these have like true meaning to them, like going to the woods because you're lost. Having sex because, you know, no one else is around. You know, fun times. But don't forget, some of this is very much illegal. So please be mindful of everything that you do and don't do. And you know what?
Because trust me, some of these places I talked about where it was a public place, there's a reason why I made sure it was a secure location so I wouldn't get caught. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. As a final thought, a process as we can include to this as a thing of a thing of the things. Do not ever forget if you are going to do a little free of snigger, going outside, going by parks or anything like that, look for cameras. And also realize we are in a world of cameras are hidden. So if you want to have a little real freaking sneaky, do like most people do, go to the country. If you go to the countryside, you may be all right. That's why the hayride sounds like more fun. And you know what? That's all for this episode. Thank you for listening. You can hear us on Anchor, Spotify, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to rate 5 stars. Leave us with a review. Special thing out goes out to Anchor. We also have a Patreon. That's Patreon. You can search us on the RSS Riley Pod. And I told you that the things are the things. And you know what? You can email us at tyandjermaine@gmail.com. And what's our socials?
You can find us at the RSX Riley Pod on Instagram. You can find us individually at Jermaine Galando. You can find myself or my drag self at Mr. Chef Ty. Or Brishana Red Rum Rose. Yes, the red rum is very important. So
Red Rum.
Yes. So that's all for this episode.
Thanks for listening.